Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, I imagine there's a lot of people who after this weekend will require a little mini break if you're running in the mini marathon in Dublin, 10K on Sunday. And we want to hear from people that are taking part for the very, very first time. Grace Clifford is Director of Sport at Mount Sackville and a former Kildare football captain. Grace, you're very welcome to the programme because you are running the marathon for the first time at 37 weeks pregnant.
Thanks for having me, Andrea.
Not at all. You are running at 37 weeks pregnant.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be exactly 37 weeks on Sunday. So it's a nice way to mark it for sure. But thankfully, the bit of heat wave has kind of gone.
Yeah.
So that's well within my favour a little bit more. But I said I like 12 weeks ago, I just said, you know, it was always something I wanted to do with the mini marathon. I've always looked at it and thought that it was just a great event. And I thought it was fantastic to do something for charity and, you know, an event where all women come together. It seemed really empowering. And between football and championship, I was never able to do it because it's kind of bang in the middle of the season. So when I was still running at the beginning of my pregnancy, Evoke magazine reached out to me and said, look, would you be interested in you know, being, you know, part of the day, you know? And I said, you know what? I've always wanted to do it. And the beauty of it is, if I was like, I don't know how I'm going to be feeling. But you can walk it, you can run it, you can jog it, it's whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, it's not a pressurizing environment. I'm going to give me kind of something to focus on for the next, you know, couple of weeks. And so that's kind of how it has happened. And I didn't know how I'd be feeling leading up to it. Thankfully, I'm still getting out for my runs. I'm still feeling good. Absolutely. I've slowed down. And I'm listening to my body and all of that.
Yeah.
And very much prepping, fluids and fueling wise today and tomorrow and all week, pretty much, you know, as if I nearly have a championship match on Sunday, which is nice to kind of feel like that. But I'm looking forward to it. And it kind of has, you know, some people say that kind of pregnancy can feel kind of long. To be honest, having this, you know, has kind of helped me kind of stay on track. And it's nice to have kind of had a little goal and has lined up well with my due date and stuff.
Yeah. So you're feeling pretty good then, obviously the tiredness isn't holding you back, clearly.
No, I definitely would say out of all the three trimesters, definitely in the last kind of 2 weeks, the third trimester, I found I definitely am more tired than what I normally would be, and I've never been a napper. I've now added a nap in, you know, most
siestas
days.
Siestas are great. They're underrated.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't have been really one to nap before, but I think I'm sold now. But that's pretty much it. But that was just listening to my body and saying, you know what, I'm an early riser, so it's, you know, I'm working. Today's actually my last day. I'm kind of naturally, you know, secondary school it concludes today anyway, so just I'm finishing up, and so I'm always up early. So I've just been kind of adding my little nap in and then getting out and getting my jog done. And but other than that, I'm very, very lucky. I know how lucky I am, God Almighty, you know. And I'm very grateful that I feel still so good. Hopefully it continues for the last couple of weeks.
So you're 2 days out now from the marathon.
What
is what does last minute prep look like at 37 weeks pregnant?
Last minute prep is I'm nearly treating it, as I said, like a championship match. So I'm trying to, you know, fuel the body, make sure I have enough energy and getting as much fluids in this week, because obviously I will be taking the fluids in on Sunday. But probably the biggest thing is, and most pregnant people will relate, is, you know, obviously, you know, your bladder isn't the best at kind of retake. Yeah. So I intend, as I have been, I've been, you know, really leaning in on drinking my water all, you know, but this week I've been making sure I'm hitting it and more than what I normally would, because on Sunday I'm going to get up early and get as much water as I can into me. But there's going to have to be a certain point where I nearly have to kind of stall it a little bit, because
Have you provisions for that? Or I presume there's...
Yeah, I was talking to one of my friends actually, and she said that there was a few pores loose the last time she did it. So I said, look, if needs be, like, I have been fine once once I don't be down in a big bottle of water before I start. Generally, I'm fine. So that's pretty much the only thing that I'm kind of going, oh God, you know, what if I need to? But if I do, I do. I'll cross that bridge, you know, when it comes to it.
And like, have you, not to, you know, be thinking too far down the line, but have you thought about, you know, what if
going into labour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you're close to the Rotunda in Holles Street anyway. So
I'm going to Holles Street. And funny enough, my husband was saying, he was like, I'll come up and support. And I said, look, there's loads of my girls are doing it. I said, you stay at home and you'll be with the hospital bags. And if I need you, I'll ring you. And at least you're there and you can bring them up. That's kind of the plan. Yeah. Everything's ready. So, we're ready. But I don't know. I feel it'll be unlikely that I'll bring it on Sunday. I don't know. I've been running the whole time. It's not going to be too much of a shock to the system.
Yeah, true. Running,
you know, so, but look, you never know. Well, you never know. You have to be prepared.
The only thing I'm ashamed to say, I've never ran the mini marathon, and I know loads of my friends have. And every year I say I'll do it and just never get around to it. There's always something on. But the one thing I'm told about this is that the atmosphere and the crowd, it's just spectacular.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I've always wanted to do it. You know, I've always seen people doing it, maybe posting on social media, and it just looks like such a fabulous day, you know, where women come together from all walks of life. And it's not about, you know, someone trying to, you know, get the best 10K time. And I'm certainly not trying to break any records.
Breaking
I will
any
not
PBs.
Be, certainly. No, and like, as I said, the beauty of this is like, if you want to walk it, you can walk it. It's just about getting out and kind of women coming together. And then I kind of felt, you know, isn't it fitting as well to be pregnant, which is an amazing thing that the female body can do. And I'm very lucky, you know, I'm in this situation and feeling good to do it, that, you know, it's showing how amazing the female body can be, and being around loads of other women on the day of the pop. I really am actually looking forward to it.
Ah, great. And how will you celebrate completing it?
I suppose I'd probably have a nice takeaway or something Sunday evening. Might try start going on the spicy curries then.
Yeah.
So that might be night one of that. But
nice Indian korma or something like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be kind of. I'm finishing work, as I said, today, so it of aligns quite nicely for the final 3 weeks. If that's how long I'll be, you know, could be less, could be more.
Well,
you know?
That's it. You'll have to wait and see.
Listen, you don't know.
Yeah. Best of luck on Sunday. And
thanks, Andrea.
Thanks a million for joining us again on the show today. And best of luck as well in the coming weeks.
Thank you.
Sinead Dalton from Evoke is taking part as well. How should people prepare, Sinead?
Well, a few little things are in the bag for, you know, getting yourself ready, whether you're walking, running. You know, Evoke our media partners this year, so we've really honed in on looking after yourself. Make sure you have a light food kind of content in the morning, you know, light carbohydrate meal, nothing too heavy, maybe a bagel. As Grace had said there earlier on, keep yourself hydrated. It's so important. Now, there will be stations along the way. You know, check in, look out for them, whether you're walking or running. Again, as well, when you're getting there, the main thing to do is check your route of getting into Dublin, wherever you're coming from first. So head over to Transport for Ireland website, because as you know, roads will be closed, transport routes will be changed in order to facilitate this. So it's really, really important that you end up, you know, you don't want to be running after your group if you're late, do you know what I mean? So make sure you get in there quite early. And again, as well, make sure you've got comfy clothes on you. Like, it is 10K. We don't know how the weather's going to be. It's Ireland, unpredictable. Make sure you've comfy shoes. Bring a couple of plasters just in case. There'll be a few probably blisters along the way for some people. Make sure you've cool clothes, whether that's shorts or leggings, a hat. If it's sunny, you know, bring some
sunlotion. Weather's looking pretty good though, isn't it?
Make sure.
It's decent enough.
Yeah, a little, I'd say. But it's Ireland, so it'll be temperamental.
Who knows?
So we don't know.
Are you looking forward to it?
Exactly. Can't wait. Me and the Evoke girls are heading down. SJ Tobin is doing the running, I'm doing the walking, so Evoke are going to be going live from there on our Instagrams. We're going to have loads of content up. As I said, Grace Clifford, who we were just talking to there, she's been teamed up with us following her pregnancy over the last couple of weeks, and how she's training, doing really, really well. So yeah, we've another few other kind of famous faces, so as we said to everybody, come over, have a chat with us. You'll
see
the
logo.
It'll
be a nice bit of fun. All right, and loads of people I know getting in touch with us today, taking part for the very first time. Enjoy it. Have a ball. I'm sure there'll be a lot of sore feet on Monday morning or Monday evening, but do enjoy it as well after the run on Sunday. Sinead Dalton and also as well Grace Clifford, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.